Good morning, all. I have to remove my mask so you can see my smile, because I'm incredibly pleased and happy at this development here today. Premier Foy, Minister Reimer, Mr. Chair, Madam Director, I've been thrust in this position, I think, about a month ago, and I want to place on record my profound thanks to the Chairman and the Director for all the work that has been undertaken in the last 30 days. I inherited a lot of work from the former minister, Minister Malone, and we should thank him also. We could move quickly because the foundation was already laid for me to come in and just roll it out. So I must thank the board and the chairman for all the work they've been doing, sometimes around the clock, making sure we get to this position. We are in COVID-19, and we know for unemployment, we know the difficulties persons are having, and the need to inject money into the economy. So this is most timely from an economic point of view. But even more importantly is the need for us as a government to empower our people. 43 families will have a chance now to own a stake in this economy. When you own a stake, you own the country. So I'm very, very pleased. I am pleased of the contractor chosen. I know the board had deliberations. Is somebody I've known. He's a family friend for many, many years. We all know his reputation. We know his competence, and we know we're going to get a project delivered at the highest quality, on time, and even under budget. That's a prayer. This project is one of many. We hope to do a very similar project like this in all 9 districts. We're here in District 4 today with this historic game changer red letter event today. Before the year is out, we'll be breaking ground for another one in the 9th district. We're just waiting a few more things before I turn it over to the board to do their part. We procured the land already. We have the plans already. We're waiting on the BQs now to get the process moving. Before this year is out, 2020, I hope to break ground, Mr. Director and Chairman, of a similar project in the 9th district. This will continue for the next few years as long as we are in charge, making sure our people get a chance to own a piece of the rock that our forefathers worked so hard to secure for us. We'll do everything to make sure it stays in our hands and is distributed to our people. I want to thank the Premier for his confidence in giving me the subject to advance some of these things as quickly as possible. I am fully committed to making sure that these projects move forward. I'm fully committed to making sure that the board remains viable. So the Social Security Board is here for a purpose. There will be a lot of other things being rolled out in the next couple of weeks and months of new things the board will bring on stream to make all our lives better, to make sure, above all, we have a secure future here into our old age. The board is to remain viable and to go from strength to strength. Again, I want to thank the director, I want to thank the chairman for your hard work and dedication, making sure the board has become viable and will remain viable way into the future. I want to thank the project manager and all the staff, everybody who put countless hours into getting us to where we are. And I wish this project well going forward. Can't wait to cut the ribbon and Frost family moving in about 20 months from now. Since everything's 2020, 20 months from now, I want to see the Frost family moving into Joseph. Thank you.